This is an RNIB talking book.
The Man from St. Petersburg by Ken Follett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, registered charity number 226227.
But first, a brief acknowledgement. In writing this book, I was helped by many friends. My grateful thanks to Alan Ierney, Pat Golbitz, M.E. Hirsch, Elaine Costa, Diana Levine, Karin Meyer and her moles, Sue Rapp, Pamela Robinson and the staff of Bertram Rota Limited, Hilary Ross, Christopher Sinclair Stevenson, Daniel Sterer, Colin Tennant and, alphabetically last, but in every other way first, Al Zuckerman. The Man from St. Petersburg by Ken Follett. 1. It was a slow Sunday afternoon, the kind Walden loved. He stood at an open window and looked across the park. The broad, level lawn was dotted with mature trees. A Scots pine, a pair of mighty oaks, several chestnuts, and a willow like a head of girlish curls. The sun was high and the trees cast dark, cool shadows. The birds were silent, but a hum of contented bees came from the flowering creeper beside the window. The house was still, too. Most of the servants had the afternoon off.